I like the groove. Feeling kind of Monday.
Oh, it's feeling great here. So, feeling beautiful. Nice vibe. They have like 20 different songs you can choose from.
But this is particularly vibing.
Exactly. This is a true vibe. So we might be able to get Stefon Diggs. And we don't. I just jinxed it. We got sniped. You hate to see it. So now we're up here, 24 seconds. What are you looking at here?
So I actually like Davante Adams. I think his target floor is incredibly high. I think it's a little early for Dalvin Cook or Joe Mixon. Adams is pretty clearly the pick for me. Even though he just changed teams this year, I think he's going to be just fine with Derek Carr.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that the Las Vegas stack, while is not one of my favorite stacks to get, it is very possible for you to go into the draft, drafting Davante Adams, and then end up with Hunter Renfro's and then Derek Carr. So now we're up again. Cook, Mixon went in between us. Are you looking to go wide receiver again?
This is tough here because I think at the positional value, it's actually tight end, but it's too early, in my opinion, for Mark Andrews. If you wanted him, fine. The next wide receiver on my list is CeeDee Lamb. I actually like a running back here, but I'll leave this one to you.
All right. We're going to go with Lamb. You have pick 35 and 38. Do you feel comfortable with taking Darren Waller with the next pick, or do you think we should just take him now?
I think we could take him. Hold on. Let's see here. From a positional value standpoint,
I don't feel as though this person is going to take him, but you never know.
Yeah, I think we try to push it. I think we can get another wide receiver in Deontay Johnson. We can go David Montgomery, or we can take Waller. I think we can wait. We can wait for Waller. We can wait. I would take Deontay.
All right, yeah, let's go with Deontay Johnson. I'm pretty close between Johnson and Waddle. I probably would have leaned Waddle, but I think that Deontay Johnson is the clear number one on his team, whereas though I know for sure Waddle is not even the number one, right? Tyreek Hill hasn't been the number one guy there.
I'm absolutely fine taking Waller just so we guarantee it, though.
Yeah, there's no way we would have gotten Waller, I think, if we waited. So,
nope, he's, I think, the fourth next available in line in ADP, and we got a long way to go. All right, we really need Derek Carr. We're going to have to push the ADP. We really want to get that stack. It can be a little uncomfortable sometimes, but hey, this spot right here, we have some running backs that have a little bit of warts on their profile. I think Travis Etienne and Antonio Gibson could be superstars. Allen Robinson would have been the pick for me. I was about to get there. But I think that both of these players could just have talent overcome the uncertainty of their opportunity. For me, we need volume at the running back position, so I think Etienne would be a pick for me.
So we did go with Travis Etienne. If it was me thinking, if I was going to go wide receiver, I would have went Michael Thomas, but Michael Thomas has to be the most risky fifth round pick with the highest amount of upside, in my opinion.
I think we get a huge drop off in what expected touches we get. I think Josh Jacobs, in terms of expected touches per game, is probably the leader there. Antonio Gibson, in terms of talent for me, but Jacobs playing for that contract absolutely could have a smash year. Hope he gets used in the passing game, McDaniels, please.
Yeah, I mean, last year he actually was used in the passing game, which was shocking because, like, for years Gruden's like, oh, we're to give him rushing opportunity. Then the second Gruden's gone, then we see Josh Jacobs really get some receiving upside, and that fits in with our stack. I know most people aren't necessarily super in on, oh, I need to get the running back with my quarterback, my receiver, my tight end, but hey, if they fall to you, I'm fine doing that. I have a lot of Singletary as well. In the chat, Nerd Rage asked, how often are you grabbing Will Fuller? If Will Fuller falls to me all the way with the last pick, I'm willing to take the shot because I think he could be a Green Bay Packer.
Wow. Take our boy. Take us home with Prescott.
Dakota Prescott. Now, if Dak is able to stay consistent, which was not his thing last year, Dak could literally be a top five quarterback.
1 second. How many quarterbacks are on the board until Derek Carr? Just gauging.
Stafford, Rodgers, Lance.
This would be an aggressive time to draft Derek Carr. But this is the last time that we have a guaranteed chance.
Nerd Rage in the chat says, I think Russell Gage is going way too late. I think he's going in a fair range. In terms of best ball, I really like Russell Gage. In terms of a regular fantasy league, I'm pretty much out on Russell Gage because I think it's going to be hard to figure out when to start a wide receiver three on the team. You know what I'm saying?
I love Russell Gage. Love Russell Gage. Tom Brady slot receiver. Let me tell you what, if you look at, if you're working on your own projections, not saying you have to, because we have some really excellent projections over on awesomeo.com, currently free, by the way. If you're making your own projections, you would realize that Russell Gage, there's no way that he's not getting a huge target share. Even if Gronk comes back, they need somebody to pick up a ton of the slack. Especially with Chris Godwin out for possibly six games, maybe on the PUP list.
Okay, so looking at the board here, Woods already got taken. We only have two running backs. Do you like Penny with me, or am I on an island here?
Actually, we probably should think about running back. I don't care about it that much. I would take Claypool, but if you want to start thinking about someone else, I'm fine. I would rather have Claypool. But...
Okay, well, I took Penny because I have a crazy ownership of Rashad Penny. I think that Penny is going to be the guy this year. And I also think that if we didn't take Penny, then we are really in the barrel, bottom of the barrel, by the time we pick again, right? We're 20.
We are. I think Kenny Galladay is the player with highest upside here, followed by Tim Patrick. And then Jacoby Myers tends to be around later. So
we'll go with Galladay. My pick would have been Madison if he fell to me, though, thinking that Cook gets hurt every year, so you're probably going to get two games out of Madison.
That's the kind of analytical thinking we like. Cook gets hurt every year.
He does. I mean, I don't know if that's... There's no math behind that, but it's true. So we're up again here. What are your thoughts on Spiller here, or do you want to go receiver again?
I don't feel like we need Spiller personally. I love the upside of a player like Jahan Dotson. Rondale Moore, I'm also absolutely fine with. And even Tim Patrick, tied to the best quarterback he's had, fine with it.
Let's go Tim Patrick. I think if it was me, I would have went Parker, but that's just because I think Parker is the number one guy in New England. So we are one pick away here. Who are you keen in on here so that we don't just talk for 30 seconds and have to panic to pick?
Algier is definitely someone I'd take a chance on. Jacoby Myers, I already told you, one of my favorite picks of the offseason. Those are the two for me, and it's probably not very close after that. I see a huge drop-off.
Okay, and there's reason to believe we could potentially get both. Do you view the fact that we only have three running backs that we have to take Algier here? Because after that, I mean, I like James Robinson, but we already
would rather have Jacoby, actually.
Okay, so where to go Jacoby then? Bam. Now...
Because he's still a fifth round running back. Like there's an obvious path to success for Algier, but it's still speculative, right?
Yeah.
Jacoby's getting targets.
Yeah. Looking late, I really like, if we're going to take some late round throws, I really like Raheem Mostert, and I really like Marlon Mack. And while we draft? No, we didn't take Antonio Gibson. I really think Brian Robinson's going to be the number two guy in Washington.
Possibility. I think Hassan Haskins was drafted to be a one-to-one backup for Henry, so I love him at the end. Algier's there for us. That's my pick. Pretty firmly there, unless future Packer Will Fuller is too enticing at the 14.02.
Yeah, no, not for me. If I was going to go any other way, I would go Hunter Henry. But again, right here where we have it, we're assuming that Waller's going to play every game. And I think if you can get Waller and then maybe a draft, Austin Hooper, maybe, you know, the Tennessee stack, maybe Hooper shows up, or CJ Uzama, or hey, maybe draft Cameron Brate. Maybe Gronk isn't there. I mean, Brate's still going to score touchdowns whether Gronk is there or not. So with our next pick here, I think we can wait on Thomas. Would you want to go? Never mind.
You want to go Raheem? Darn.
Sorry, we'll go Logan Thomas here. Unless
we could also go OBJ. I like OBJ.
All right, so let's go OBJ, and then we'll go Logan Thomas.
I kind of like that.
All right, yeah. Odell, the only bad part is I don't think Odell plays until like week 7 of the season, right?
PUP list seems very reasonable for him this year.
Yeah, but it seems like Sean McVay wants Odell back based on what I've seen. Does that mean he's going to come back? No, but that is somewhat telling that if Odell does return to LA, I think he's going to have a great stretch at the end of the season. And maybe the Saints, they're talking about too. But if he goes to the Saints, then this might have been a terrible pick in the 15th round.
I don't think, again, we're just looking for spike weeks. We're just looking for big weeks. And from our 15th round pick, Jameis Winston's wide receiver two, possibly, that's a great play. So now Logan Thomas is definitely the pick there.
We only have four running backs, though, which is my issue. And I feel zero safety with Rashad Penny.
We should be drafting with zero safety in mind. We're going for $2 million. We have to draft as if Etienne and Josh Jacobs and Rashad Penny were league winners.
Well,
I'm absolutely trying to coax you into this, but I think James Washington should be added to our stack.
All right, I hate James Washington personally because I've tried to draft him like a million times. But no bias here. He is a part of the Dallas stack. So if bad things were to happen to these Dallas receivers, which we hope doesn't happen, obviously, because we have them, but maybe he becomes the number three guy there. I think, though, when we are a pick eight, our next pick, we have to go running back.
We have to go running back here. I agree. And I'll leave it for you. I've left my mark on this draft all over. But honestly, this was super fun, especially the way that things worked out, where we kind of knew what stacks we were honing in on. And honestly, this is one of the most stack heavy drafts I've done. I'm excited to see how it turns out as we get to season's end. Well, there's one of them.
Marlon Mack is gone, so we're going with... Oh, dude, I want to pick Sony Michel. I think Sony Michel is going to score a bunch of touchdowns, but you clearly don't think that way. So we're going to go Hassan Haskins.
You can pick him if you want.
All right, yeah, I'm picking him. He's my boy. I love Sony Michel. So we have Dak Prescott and Derek Carr as our top two quarterbacks. Our running backs are Travis Etienne, Josh Jacobs, Rashad Penny, Tyler Algier, and Sony Michel. Our wide receivers are Davante Adams, CeeDee Lamb, Deontay Johnson, Michael Gallup, Kenny Galladay, Tim Patrick, Jacoby.
Oh my gosh, look at our week nine buys.
You hate to see it. Holy fuck.
We bye weeks don't matter. I love it so much. All
James Washington, Darren Waller, and Logan Thomas. I didn't even notice that. I was paying pretty close attention at the running back position because we have three bye week 11s, but we didn't mess up on the quarterbacks and the tight ends. As long as all these guys stay healthy, though, we'll at least be able to field enough wide receivers.
That's hilarious. Honestly, that's fine, guys. Don't worry too much about getting 1 week out of the way with one position. You don't want to have it, but it's much worse at the onesie positions, taking a complete zero at the position.
Brandon Bond said, "You will have a solid team. OBJ will be back by week 9. It'd be so funny if he's back week 9. He's on bye."
Perfect. That would be exactly how we want it.